The Snow Gypsy by Lindsay Jane Ashford, performed by Heather Wilds. The snow has lingered longer than usual this spring. It shrouds the orange and lemon groves in the valley below the village of Capilera and sends fingers of white up the scars in the hillside where the sun never reaches. The girl sets off in the cold pink dawn, urging the goats out into the street, up the steep path that leads to the mountain pastures. As she climbs higher, a veil of scented smoke drifts up from the fires of rosemary wood being lit in the houses. For a while, the only sound is the tinkle of the goats' bells. Then the cries of ravens tear through the morning air. They sweep over the herd, hungry for blood. The girl knows she must be vigilant. They will take a newborn kid if they get the chance. Her breakfast of bread and cheese is eaten on a moss-covered rock, from which she watches the sunrise over the Mediterranean Sea. If she holds her hand above her eyes, she can make out the misty peaks of Morocco on the other side of the water. The goats tear at the tender new shoots of gorse and thyme, their udders swaying as they roam the landscape. She is on her way back down when flakes of snow begin to appear. At first they are soft and sparse, circling the almond blossoms as they fall. Then, as the wind gusts from the glacier on the top of the mountain, they turn into showers of icy splinters that sting her eyes. A blanket of cloud smudges the sky, and the goats huddle closer, spooked by the sudden change in the weather. Fresh dung showers the path. The smell pinches at her nostrils, but it's not just the flurry of snow. Something else has scared them. Someone is shouting. Angry voices rise from the ravine that separates her from the town far below. The girl can't see over the ridge, but what she hears makes her blood freeze. A voice she knows, rising above the moan of the wind. When the shots ring out, the goats stop dead. She fights her way through the jam of wet fur and scrambles down the mountainside. Shards of loose rock jab at the worn soles of her boots, and thorn bushes snag her clothes. She catches her foot in a gorse root and lurches forward, grasping at spiny branches to save herself. But the goats have followed her. They crowd around, a forest of legs blocking her way. By the time she reaches the valley floor, the ravens are already circling overhead. Snow is falling like feathers on dead faces. Bodies lie where they have fallen. The wind tugs at their clothes, the colors bleaching as the blizzard buries them. She lurches from one lifeless form to another, frantically sweeping eyelids, noses, mouths. She drops to her knees beside two bodies that lie together, letting out a howl of anguish. She cradles their heads, pleading for some sign of life, but their white shrouds are red with blood.
Snow is falling like feathers. Angels coming for departed souls.
Shuddering with sobs, she flings herself down between the woman and the boy. Clasping two cold hands, she closes her eyes, willing the blizzard to go on.